Welcome. This is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. This is our 209th episode. Hope you are having a great week, getting a chance to get out there and do something creative. Have you ever had one of those days where you get out of bed and you just know it's going to be a great day? Or the exact opposite. You wake up and you even tell everybody you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Things aren't going well. You're just kind of grouchy that day. Maybe you've gone to a movie that you've gone in and you thought, I don't know if I want to see this, but it's the movie my family wants to go to or my friends want to go to. And then when you leave the movie, you're like, wow, that was a really good movie. I can't believe how good that movie was. Your expectation got somehow altered during that experience. And much like getting out on the right side or the wrong side of the bed, a lot of that is predicated on your attitude that you go into things with. And probably at the core of our approach to most things in life, it's about our attitude. And when you read all sorts of pop psychology and how to get things done in business, a lot of it boils down to attitude. A lot of it boils down to the approach we think we want to take. And I wanted to talk about attitude today in the podcast, mostly because I've been reading a book by Robert Henry called The Art Spirit, which is a collection of essays and writings and things that he said during his lifetime. And one of the things that he said was, everything depends on the attitude of the artist towards his subject. It is the one great essential. It is on this attitude of the artist toward his subject that the real quality of the picture, its significance, and the nature and distinction of the technique depends. If your attitude is negligent, if you are not awake to the possibilities, you will not see them. Nature does not reveal herself to the negligent. And I thought, what a wonderful quote and what an amazing thing to think about as we talk about and approach our life in general, but our photography and our creating of the image. Because I think a lot of times the attitude we go in with probably does predicate the ultimate outcome to the image. One of the things you hear a lot about photographers who are really feeling like they made some amazing work, they talk about the adventure, the spirit, the problem solving, the uniqueness, the relationships they got to make. It's an upbeat, positive attitude. And when you talk to photographers about images they don't like, a lot of times it's complaints about the weather or the location, the equipment. So clearly attitude comes into play somehow. And I wanted to break that down into a couple of areas where I think the attitude predicates a lot of how we experience the photograph. One, to tie into what Henry said, the experience we have to the subject, the attitude we have towards the subject we're taking is probably the biggest and absolutely most critical approach to the photograph we can have. If you have a subject where you're just going and mailing it in and you're kind of lackadaisical to the experience and to the subject, that is going to show back through the photography. It's going to have a distinct lack of spark or punch or feeling that we would get from your other photographs. And I think that's one of the things when we talk about vision and voice, it's one of the things that starts to seep through the photographs. It starts to ooze through the photograph is, if you're photographing things that have something for you, that your attitude towards them can be reflected in the work. And this doesn't mean that you have to be candy canes, lollipops, and cotton candy, sappy, happy, but your attitude should always be towards the attentiveness of the subject. Even somebody like Diane Arbus, who had challenging photographs for people to look at and hard and difficult photographs for people to look at in her portraiture, she still had a reverence and an appreciation and an honesty towards the subjects that allowed those photographs to come through. It allowed for those people to sit in front of her camera and allow her to make those portraits that way. So even if it's a difficult subject, that doesn't mean that it won't be predicated on the attitude you bring to the subject. So if you want your photography to immediately take a step forward, think about the approach and attitude you have going into the shoot. How do you go in and approach the things you're photographing? Is it with honesty? Is it with compassion? Is it with anger? Is it with complete disregard for anything? Is it with a sense of being boring? Whatever the attitude is, that is the reflection back in the mirror. We talk a lot about seeing through the lens, but what a lot of us forget is that lens goes both ways. So as we look through the viewfinder stuff is coming back at us. So as we have that two-way interaction, we're basically beaming out of our eye whatever is in our head at the subject. They respond to that and reflect back. So thinking about that attitude and that approach to the subject is important. that's also one of the reasons why you hear a lot about and you read a lot about in, you know, the meditative approach to photography, that kind of minor white West Coast tradition that was established, that sitting and being present to the subject and wait for the subject to acknowledge you is about aligning your attitude towards what really matters in the photograph, what really matters towards your relationship to the subject. That's critical. That's so important in your understanding of the attitude that you bring to the subject so that that can be reflected back to you and ultimately show up in the photograph. I think our attitude towards editing and learning how to edit our photographs is important. Is it your attitude that you want to make a technically good photograph? Is it that you want to acquire a large set of skills? Or is it your attitude is about learning to see so that without a camera you make better photographs and you see the world better? Or is your attitude about, I just need to make sure that I can get this done and get on my website and move on to the next thing? Or is it, I don't care if there's consistency, I don't care about the accuracy of my color, I don't care about any of those components, it's something else in your work. But whatever you bring to the editing, culling, processing, printing process is also going to be reflected highly in the work. If you don't care about the quality of the work you do, that's going to show up. That's your attitude. I don't care. And again, you're then challenging me as a viewer of your work to overcome not just the image, the composition, the framing, the subject, and all that, but your attitude that you've baked into that work that you don't care about the quality of the work, the selection of the image, or anything like that. So you're asking me as a viewer to do something that you're unwilling to do yourself. So your attitude towards creating that photograph and editing is important. I think in the learning process, it's also important. I hear so many people say, well, I just don't want to learn about color management, or I don't want to learn how to do those things in Photoshop, or, oh, in the dark room, I don't want to learn how to dodge and burn really well. I don't like it. It takes too much time. Well, that negativity, that energy, that whale on your back, I used to say monkey on your back, but I feel like it needs to be something larger, like a whale. That whale on your back that prevents you from becoming something, creating something, doing something, learning something, that also shows through the work. Because that is the mirror. Again, just like from behind the camera, we're mirroring back into that image everything about ourselves and our attitude towards that. So if you get up on the wrong side of the bed moving into the dark room to do your editing, or you move into the wrong side of the bed to go into your printing, or you go into the wrong side of the bed to hang your work on the wall, whatever that is, that gets to take that, because your art and your creativity is a living thing. And like a sponge, it absorbs all of those elements, all of those components of what you're bringing to the game. That same attitude also is important in your viewing of somebody else's work. Checking your attitude at the door is so important to your shooting, to your creating, but also to your experience of looking at photographs and other people's photographs. I hear so many photographers, particularly, and not to pick on photo clubs or jury competitions, but I'm going to pick on them for a second. I hear so many photographers who look at that work and they look at the juried show and they say, oh, well, my work's better than that, or I could have done better than that, or look at how much they screwed that up. Well, here's the difference. They actually put themselves out there. They hung their work on the wall for other people to judge and to view. And if you see something in somebody's photograph that you don't agree with or you don't like or you don't appreciate, that is something that you're now carrying into that entire space for every other photograph you look at. It is such a disservice to bring that energy in. And even if you have that, and I've had that thought. I mean, I'm human. I've looked at photographs and been like, how in the heck did those things get put on the wall? But it is now not fair to go to the next photograph and the next photograph and the next photograph in a gallery or in a show or in somebody's portfolio and have that experience of that one photograph changing my attitude towards everything else. I have to have awareness of that attitude that I bring. And what I want to come into every photograph and every photographic experience with is a sense of awe and wonder and joy of the possibility that seeing through the camera, something that I haven't experienced before, haven't felt before, haven't been around before, will never get access to. Even in the most bland of landscapes, places I've photographed before, places I've seen thousands of photographs before, if you came to me and said, hey, I've got a picture of, you know, something from the Roosevelt Valley in Yellowstone, or I've got something from, you know, the Half Dome in Yosemite, or, oh, I've got this portrait of this, you know, couple getting married. I've got a product shoot for Coca-Cola, whatever it is. If you can show me something unique and different, that's going to be amazing. And if my approach going in is that I get the opportunity to see something unique, different, and amazing, that will predicate much of the experience I view that image with. If I go in saying, oh, here's just another photograph of Half Dome, I've already decided there is nothing left for me to add to the conversation. Now, I might on a random chance get that movie surprise where the movie exceeds my expectations. But more often than not, that predication of this is not going to be a good photograph, I've already seen this, there's nothing new you could provide, basically says to the world then, there must be nothing unique that I can provide. So having that attitude of going in with the thought of being woken up on the right side of the bed will make a huge difference in how you view and look at the photographs. So this week, as you think about being behind the camera, as you think about those days where your photography seems to work, and you think about those days where your photography seems not to work, or you look at photographs and you say, ah, these just don't work, these do, really think about the approach you're bringing into that. What attitude, where is your headspace when you start that process? When you think about all the things you need to still gain as skill sets, or all the different shoots you want to do, or the photographs you still need to edit, what is your approach to those? How is your psychology affecting those? And I think if you get honest with yourself, you may realize that a lot of the struggles you have and the stumbles you have aren't so much about technique, skill, gear, ideas, execution, and all the other stuff we wrap up around why things don't work. It's in our attitude and approach to creating the work. And so really think about, how is that possible? How does that happen? And know that sometimes creating work, editing work, processing work, looking at work is the thing that will change your attitude. So even if you get up knowing that you're on the wrong side of the bed, working the photography, working your image, creating new things, getting back to that sense of something essential will really help you. And like Robert Henry said in his quote, sometimes if you don't know what to do from a technical standpoint with a photograph, sometimes it's getting your attitude aligned to the subject will tell you about that technique. So I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Hope you get to get out there and do something amazing. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and all the places podcasts are found. And I hope you have a great week.